Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. It's the only
wake
way.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Everybody.
Wake up late.
Wake up late.
Wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs, and now you know.
We're the hottest show in this place.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
I said 1, 2, 3.
Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now. Let's start the show.
Why don't we? Good morning or good afternoon, depending on what part of the world you're listening. Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, right here live on Facebook Live and recorded in digital here in Coral Springs, Florida. Ciro Dobrik's here.
Hey.
And Ethan Moore.
Hey, good to be here. Turns out I'm a fat piece of shit, Dougie.
Yeah?
Checking myself out in your camera there.
Yeah? Well, it's the camera adds like
100 pounds.
Yeah, 4 cheeseburgers.
What? Wow.
Yeah.
What is wrong with me?
2 Big Macs and a filet of fish.
That's right.
That's what it adds.
You know, I got to sometimes I'll crave Arby's. Like yeah. If I'm on the road, I see an Arby's. I don't see them that often.
Right.
So I love the Arby's chicken Gordon Bleu.
Yeah.
It is a fabulous sandwich, a chicken cutlet with ham and then like Swiss cheese over it.
Okay.
Quite a rarity.
You know what I mean? With mustard right. sauce and mayo, whatever it is. Maybe
yeah,
it's a Grey Poupon type
thing.
That's
vegan, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I would, my book. And, you know, so, but then I'd be like, well, you know, I'm at Arby's. I got to get an Arby's. So I'll get like an Arby's regular sandwich.
Right.
Medium, just to kind of like as an appetizer.
Yeah, you know, and a mousse bouche, just to start off the meal with. That's what you need.
Creme fraiche.
I'm just noticing fraiche. Myself in the side, you know, that's the thing. I got the side view from the camera. And it's,
yeah, it's not a very flattering.
No,
flattering.
No. I feel like I look, you know, I look at myself in the mirror. I'm like, yeah, I'm looking pretty good.
Yeah.
Turn a little
to
the
some
side.
Some people like it. What's up, Nadeem Awad, everybody
hey,
joining
Nadeem.
Us. Audrey my, Lynn.
My angle just reinforces my hairline.
Ben Leese.
Which is nice.
Chris Z.
Get that
Chris
sleep.
Z's on Facebook Live after going out there and putting all that. Stop. Dude, do what I do, Chris. No more. I don't make comments anymore on Facebook. I see somebody writing something. I just go, and I turn. I keep scrolling down.
Who's this Chris Z?
Chrissy, you don't know Chrissy.
Chrissy,
comic. Yeah,
yeah. Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
What's the
yeah? We
the
all have black shirts, by the way. Audrey just mentioned how we all have black T-shirts on. Well, we're all fat. We're trying to friggin'
yeah. That's
you know,
what it is.
You know, listen. I got the old Deadpool symbol right over my titty. So
right.
You know, you can't see it distracts from the man boob thing.
I tried to distract with a clever saying. Don't talk to me.
I'm actually wearing my other podcast shirt.
He's promoting his own. Look at this guy.
We're giving
got your own T-shirts. That's a pretty good idea.
We're giving these out to the fans that donate the most.
Nice.
So,
that's
yeah.
why he's wearing
doing
one.
That. Yeah, mean and sober. Yeah, check it out.
The,
but listen,
the little
to this
dog
one
got
first.
Kicked out. By the way, he's overstayed his welcome. No but, dog today. Yeah, you know, he's with the wife.
No more player.
That's right.
We thought that player was going to replace you for a minute there, sir.
Yeah.
He was sitting in your chair last time.
Yeah, you were out a couple weeks, so the dog thought he'd sit in there, and, you know, he started talking about, my dog looked at us and went, conspiracies.
Right. The flat earth out there.
Yeah.
What was that, Conan, Triumph? But he'd be
Triumph,
the
insult dog.
But he'd be the conspiracy
yeah.
dog.
Yeah.
Triumph, the Illuminati dog. Player, the Illuminati
Triumph say, you can sniff my ass. What did he used to say? Or lick
to
my
say
ass?
For me to poop on.
For oh, me to poop on.
It's good yeah. for me to poop on.
Yeah. Close to lick my
guy.
Ass, though.
Yeah, I was somewhere in that area. Hey, by the way, speaking of flat earthers, I was going to save this, but, you know, that guy with the rocket, he tried to do it again. You know, he first, I guess when he got in there and he couldn't pull start the fucking motor.
Right.
No, thought maybe this isn't a good idea.
No lawnmower starters.
Yeah. Flat Earth finally tried to fly away. His rocket didn't even ignite.
Oh.
This is the guy, like the lawn chair astronaut guy.
Yeah.
He's basically like...
Yeah, he built a rocket like Evel Knievel going over the Snake River.
He's going to prove to everyone that the Earth is flat.
But then he came out and said, I'm not really going to prove it, but this is going to be like an initial stage launch just to see if I don't kill myself first.
It's like Elon Musk launching the car.
Right.
Except very different.
Yeah, he got pulled... By the way, the car got pulled over by the Intergalactic Highway Patrol for not having driving in the HOV lane.
And its headlights were off.
Yeah. It didn't. You didn't use a blinker when it made a right by the...
Sun.
Yeah. A man who claims the Earth is flat tried to leave in a homemade rocket on Saturday, but failed to overcome the gravitational force of 13 billion, long number, sound sphere directly beneath him. In the fairness to Mike Hughes, who's probably a dumbass, he knows how to build a rocket. He built them for many years under the basically the fact that maybe he put like the little ones the kids send up.
Didn't they have that movie about him? The Sandlot? Wasn't that about him?
Yeah.
Okay.
But Saturday marked Hughes' third aborted launch since he declared himself a flat earther on last year and announced a multi-part plan to fly to space in 2018. Well, I guess he's going to go ahead and agree that maybe the right Earth's a little round.
At least where he lives.
I wouldn't trust this guy with like a rocket pop, like a, what do you call those things? You know those like those ice cream? Anyway.
You mean the one that's like red, white, and blue?
Yeah, those things. Yeah. I don't know what those are called, but if I could have thought of the name, it would have been funnier.
I don't
think Apollo Pop.
Okay.
I think it was an Apollo Pop. What's up, Liver Kick? RJ Walker. Well, a lot's happened, obviously, since our last show. Just about 2 miles from here, 17 members of the Douglas High School.
Marjorie Stoneman
Douglas. Yeah. About, what, a mile and a half from my house here?
It's real close.
My daughter went there. My stepdaughter graduated from there.
Wow. Mm.
So it's close, and, you know, we know all the story. And everybody's just talking about the big topics, obviously gun control, right? Some sort of gun control.
Right.
And, of course, mental illness and the FBI. When you think of the last three things that's happened, plus this guy, now he's basically... He's trying to plead guilty to avoid the death penalty.
Oh, is that what's going on with the shooter?
Yeah. So on the legality of it, you know, can you imagine being this guy's defense attorney? Well,
sort of,
you know,
a thankless job.
You know, but the funny thing about his arrest, and I'm going to spark off fucking Mr. Ciro Dobrik over here when it comes to you know, conspiracy. The weird thing about this whole thing is, he walked home, got out of there, eluded everybody.
Right.
You know, maybe anybody who was suspicious of him were the ones he killed first. And then he just decided to walk away, leaving his shirt on, and later being arrested. You know, he didn't want to, he said he could have put on like a Spider-Man shirt or something.
Still pretty clever plan for a guy who has mental illness.
Yeah. Little connive, like, you know what I'm saying?
No.
I wonder if he took his SATs, this kid, yet. He was 19. He should have, right? Don't you take your SATs your senior year, like the beginning of your senior year?
I think you should be in GED territory, probably.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, my point about the FBI is they dropped the ball. You know, people called in on this. Here's the thing. I told Cyril, the school, I can assure you at this point, the school knew about him. They have a file on him.
Right.
Sure. I can assure you that the local police department, wherever he lives, which we're already finding out, they were called. They all have it. The school didn't admit that yet because, God forbid, they say, "Oh my God, we should have been doing something here."
Who called? Because I saw that report too. Someone called the FBI. Do we know who did it?
There was
one of the neighbors. The neighbors said they were worried about the guy who was, you know, walking around with a gun. You know, look, listen. I've done some weird things in my own backyard. You know, in my neighborhood.
Okay.
Where, you know, maybe somebody could have called and said something. Hey, this guy keeps walking out there, and while his dog takes a piss, so does he. You know. Most of us use the bathroom, but sometimes when I'm out there with my dogs, I kind of bond with my dogs. And if I got to pee and I'm out there waiting for them, I just pee in my yard.
You're not supposed to pee on the dog.
No,
well, you got to show your dominance somehow.
Sometimes it gets in the way.
You're the head dog in the pack.
You know how that dog can follow me around.
Start a dossier on you.
But, you know, he was mysterious. Like, all of a sudden, here's my thing about if you do conspiracy. They all seem to know it was him. We're going to find out that this kid, you know, the school knew of him, and they're probably going to get in, the school is going to probably get in a lot of shit, you know, Monarch Strong, where they could have possibly done something about this kid.
Hmm.
This guy took an Uber. What? He didn't even walk home. He was that good.
He called an Uber
Yeah. So the school's like, we did everything we could. We kicked him out.
Well, he wasn't even allowed to be on campus with a backpack.
Yeah.
Supposedly somebody had right. Supposing he did have a backpack with the, you know, the shoulder. He and in the clips. So somebody had seen him from outside and called in. That's what one of the first reports were. Somebody, one of the security people outside, said, "Hey, you got to watch. This kid is coming. Cruz is coming into the school." And he called in. I guess by that time he killed everybody with a walkie-talkie. You know. So this is where it's it's kind of odd. Right. You know, and who this kid is, and it's funny. He's got Trump hat on. You know, the fucking Democrats like, oh yeah, he's got a fucking Trump hat on. This is all we need now. We're gonna pot with a fucking Russian shit's all nonsense and all this other shit's going down. You know, but you know what? Great. Put this psycho killer with a fucking Trump hat on.
They claimed he was a white supremacist because that one group said he did, and then they had to retract it. So now,
yeah, because he really the first. Well,
but no one knows that part. Everybody
but here's the
goes,
thing: that's a $2,000 gun he has in his hand, and you know, and the ammo ain't that cheap.
Something I heard, well, his mom just passed, right? So I believe
you're right.
Was,
you're right. His mom had just died. Yeah.
My mom died in 2010, and I didn't fucking shoot anybody.
He's supposedly at 22 going to inherit $800,000.
I did not read that, but okay. Yeah.
So apparently, I would claim crazy and try and get a guilty plea so I can live too, knowing that'll be all right.
Yeah, but you're in jail for the rest
gonna
of your life.
Right. He's not going
to
be
hard,
okay.
It's kind of hard to spend $800,000 when
he's
you're
gonna
in jail.
He's going to have good behavior, guys. Do not even...
What?
All right. He's gonna... you know, to me, the FBI dropped the ball. Somebody definitely dropped the ball there. And, you know...
For sure.
And listen, I love the hardworking, you know, our first responders. You know, I got friends that are cops and shit like that. But if anything, as a citizen of this country, with the shit I'm seeing with the FBI... You know, with these FISA fucking warrants, which are now the Division of Justice is going to look at the legality of what happened, and may go further. It's interesting where both sides of this tug of war is going to be in the next 10 to 12 months. Who's surprised? I mentioned on Facebook, I'm not surprised that some kid will go in and shoot 17 people at a fucking school.
Well, it seems like it happens all the time.
But it does. I mean, it's happened a lot in the last. It seems to have grown in its intensity.
When I was in high school. Columbine happened.
Right.
That was my senior year, and it was their senior year, too.
Wow.
And I guess I'm an old fuck, because that was, like, something I watched on news.
Right. And that was...
Now, when you were in high school, did you get... When you saw that on the news, when you were in high school, were you, like, oh, like, really scared to go to high school the next day?
No. But it was like, one of those weird things, because it's, like, that sort of thing just didn't happen.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you would hear about...
That was it.
...mass shootings every once in a while.
Right.
But, like, if I had to go back and think about, like, mass shootings before that, I probably would have been thinking about, like, University of Texas in, like, the 60s
right,
or something.
Right,
or, like,
exactly.
I don't even know. It just it didn't feel like it was a part of our ordinary,
one of the last mass shootings we had in this country was that guy who went into that bell tower and shot everybody with a sniper's rifle.
That was
in a courtyard. That was the guy in Texas.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or, the guy who hid in the back of the truck or the car in the Impala. And his young nephew drove him around, the black
guy. I remember
guy,
that was
the highway killer or whatever he
that
was.
That was when I was in, like, college or something. Yeah, the D.C. sniper.
The D.C. sniper.
Right.
You remember his get-up? Mm-hmm. He took the seats out of the back of a Chevy Impala and shot out the back of a license plate, like, threw out a back license plate at people.
There's a lot of kids at the school now who are, like, at this school, at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas,
right.
They've been making national news these last couple of days, like, saying... We would like to have gun control.
Yeah,
what do you think about that?
Yeah, well, I'd like, when I was that age, I wanted to have a Slurpee machine in my high school too. I didn't get one, so
they're gonna
listen. It's applaudable that they feel this compelled to do this and everything. It's great, you know what I mean. But there's a lot of people going, okay, listen, this will move a wave, but you know, the Second Amendment is not in danger in any sense. Now,
I agree. The Second Amendment's gonna stay.
What you will have is questions of the assault rifles. You know, there's a story that, you know, I own an AR-15. Truth be known, I may have more than that in case anybody's listening. You know, you could take one of them from me. that's the point. But you know what I mean? I have one and I haven't used it. But listen, I have a past where it would be likely somebody may come and try to make amends where, you know, I don't mind having it. And it's not locked up away and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like that's the reason I have it. I have it because... You know, I may be part of a militia of like 15 people that if all chaos breaks out that, you know, I'm going to walk around and we're going to gather up the goodies. Listen, I'm just saying. You know,
sometimes I walk around like I'm in that scene from 21 Jump Street, like I'm Jonah Hill, and I'm strapped with all that under a white tuxedo. People are like, "What is this guy on?"
No, well, you know, so
Ciro's on the neighborhood watch.
My point is ridiculous. That my point is that you have the right to own a gun. Now, here's what I like. You know, as a guy who's in my business as a fiduciary, every couple of years we got to get like continued ed. You know, and stuff like that. I would not be against, as an AR-15 owner, I would not be against somebody either calling me or coming in and you know, I have to go do a, you know, sit down with somebody, you know, and they basically investigate me, you know, what are you on my, you know, talk to me for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, you know, find out a little bit about me. I wouldn't object to that as a gun owner.
What if you don't pass? Then they come and take your gun away?
Well, that'd be interesting.
Wouldn't it be interesting?
But as a citizen,
how's that
going
to work?
As a citizen and not a victim, you know, as somebody who's not a victim and, you know, is going to be responsible for his own actions, I'm going to record it, I'm going to have it videoed, and I'm going to have my own attorney present.
Okay.
So, you know, it's not like anybody can just overstep the law, which, by the way, is one of the defining factors between true fraud, right, and reality. So if I have to rely on the law, you know, and what's going on, I'm going to do that. I do that with my mortgage company now. These cocksuckers, when they try to lie about stuff and this and that, guess what? I'm recording you. You know, they tell you this voice, this calls, you know, because, yeah, but I don't want you to edit your version of the recording. I want my own version, you know, because so just cover your ass, buddy. CYA.
You have to, yeah.
So listen, so while I'm sitting with the government, and there's some official, and they're saying, okay, have you thought about killing anybody lately? Yeah, when you called me for this meeting, you know, it'll be fun, you know, but I can assure you that, if it does, it does. Your question is going under the presumption of, the government is completely corrupt and wants to take your guns.
Well, I don't know if I believe that. I'll say this. I've never owned a gun. I don't really imagine myself ever buying one. I feel like my weapon in this life is my words, not my
at you.
Yeah. No, I feel that way. That's the type of person I am. I'm more of like.
So if you're in Miami at an open mic and some guy opens a car up and puts a gun to your face.
I've had a gun tapped against my head before.
Yeah. I've had it three times pointed in my head or held in my head.
That wasn't a gun.
That was
that was somebody's fault. Sarah,
that's right. Well, something else was tapped against after the gun. That's right. But
that was a little more fleshy.
I feel like. I don't know. I've lived out of this country before, too. I've lived in a couple other countries where people did not have the right to own a gun. And in those countries, both in Southeast Asia, I feel like the people there were a little bit more afraid of their government than the government was afraid of them.
Right.
And I don't really like that balance. I like it to
so,
be the
so
other
in other
direction.
Words, your feeling is with the Second Amendment, with George Washington and the forefathers basically said with that amendment was you have to maintain some sort of protection for your own family from any tyranny, even if it should be the government.
Yeah, I do think that citizens have to stand up against tyranny. But the problem is that there's all this collateral damage with that. It's like then we have a bunch of guns flying around, and then you have people like this guy.
So what you're saying is humanity is at fault right now. Humanity, and this is the thing. This is basically like you said, the simplicity of it. Don't keep it simple when it comes to this kind of shit. The reality is that some 17 or 19-year-old kid, in this particular instance, you know, thought he can go into school, he can walk into his school, gun people down, had no remorse, no soul. We're going to find all this. So that can happen. That's reality. Yeah. That's not. I don't give a shit what happens. Whatever. Here's the thing. Whether it's somebody was set up, whether this kid was dosed, and now he's trying to, you know, for the source, these forces that are trying to, like, weaken our country from having our own.
It was the Russians.
Right.
You know, or it's this like new order. You know, we want to be policed, which is for the same philosophy. Those why we have all these armored, you know, police fucking you know vehicles.
No, it was this guy. It was this kid, Nicholas Cruz. That's who did it.
Right. So
it's his fault.
So the fact that this kid could do that shows there's a major flaw in humanity.
Well, that's for sure.
So, so you know, this is what we got to look at. And, you know, I post on Facebook. I'm not surprised that a kid would shoot anybody. When I watch the nonsense I see on Facebook and people's interaction with each other on social media and like, even people just speaking out against you because at this point that, you know what, I'm not surprised that somebody would get mad at somebody and say, you know, somebody posted about a gun. Some guy posted on Facebook, comic. He says, if you carry a gun, then you're a pussy. All right, I get it. I understand the logic behind it. But I went, hey, I carry a gun. You know, I don't carry it with me in a holster like I'm walking into a fucking Dunkin' Donuts. I'm not that fucking douchebag. But I have it in a pouch, you know, and like a What would you call it? A purse? I'll call it a purse. It has a gun in it. Call me a pussy. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a shit. You know?
What's the thing called?
A fanny pack. I don't have a
fanny
pack.
You don't have a fanny pack.
Listen, you know, I'll wear a pink shirt, but I won't wear a fanny pack.
You know, Dougie, you said something interesting a second ago. Do you think that you're talking about the flaw or the flaws in human being? I guess that's like original sin, if you want to talk about it religiously or something like that. But
to take another life, basically.
Do you think that the people on Facebook interacting in like a negative way, right? You're talking about comments going back and forth, and like, do you think that's like a smaller version of this phenomenon? Like,
it's all impulse to the mind.
So like a one on the scale is maybe like a snarky Facebook comment, but a 10 on the scale is like what this guy did.
There's going to be like I'll give you an example. First, the idea of the video games and movies, the vision of violence. Like when you see things that are violent, it's like opening up a Pandora's box. You've seen something that you probably, like these kids who saw these bodies as they left the school. That's an image that will broaden your understanding of reality and what makes a difference in life. When you see that, like, in other words, you know what I mean? I could trust you. Those kids just aged more than 90% of the fucking their parents. Okay, and when it came to that experience, so
but that's a lot different than seeing it on TV.
A video game, or all this influence, all this violence that's in, you know, our society, and so yeah. So these kids, these generations, have grown up with it to a high effect on their computer screens. It's not just like, hey, I get to go over my buddy's house to play Atari. You know, hey, no, I got it on my fucking iPad 24/7. So this is a culture that sees this type of element of evil. Right, they see it amongst their parents. You know, it's not like young kids' parents have been somewhat positively influential. Everybody's trying to make money and not go broke.
But you know, I don't know if we're more violent. I mean, if you would have lived a couple thousand years ago,
we are more violent merely because of the fact there's more people. The more people, the higher level of violence will. It's not. You can't say that we're not more violent.
But
than
let's
we ever
say
were.
Let's say you lived in Rome a couple thousand years ago. You would have gone with your parents down, your whole family down to the Colosseum and watched a few people get eaten by lions.
Yeah, but that's like, you know, that's what should happen here. That's what we're going to have to start doing. I think. Listen,
if we did more of that, maybe we'd have less school shootings. I don't know. But I don't think so. By the way, I do not advocate for that at all.
We are the same people that a few thousand years ago would go down to the Colosseum and watch lions kill people.
I think that's an important point.
But we have been forced into these societies, and maybe not forced, but now we have rules.
Right.
And
right.
Some people's instincts maybe are not going to follow those rules.
My
ever.
Point is, people don't have. There's so many people today that have no recourse. They don't get it. Like, you know, again, all these
no
guys
connection.
Are. Yeah, you know, they're lost. There's these souls that are just gone. You know, you watch.
They're not.
You,
like
you watch some of these
comics.
Videos on Facebook where these kids that like you see these videos on Facebook now where the young kids are punching their mothers.
I haven't seen that.
You haven't seen that video? There's like,
no.
There's like the kids.
I saw
are,
the
these...
compilation. It
that's
was
on
porn. Badass.
That's on Pornhub, right?
No, it's not. I don't. I'm on RedTube. Get it right. But it's actually. It's like I've seen three or four videos of these young kids screaming, whether they're having a tantrum because they couldn't play their video game, and screaming out all kinds of viciousness and it, like, they sound like they're possessed over not being able to play a video game. And I've seen one kid smack, like he actually punches his mom. He's like, fuck you, mama, and fucking nails her. He's like 10 years old, and she's like sitting there like.
This is probably the same mom that's trying to fight against the patriarchy.
I don't know. Listen, I'm not surprised. My point is, here's the big thing. I don't have answers. I just have to. I'm gonna sit back.
I can solve it right now.
What are you gonna? What is it?
Stop making bullets.
Bullet control?
Yeah.
Chris Rock style?
Forget. Yeah. Exactly.
I like that.
Forget the price of them. Just stop making.
Stop
them.
Making bullets.
Well, you got to make them. Just, you know,
Dougie needs to load his AR-15 with.
Yeah, I got
to
go. I'm going to the gun range.
By the way, AR does not mean assault rifle 15.
It was the original maker of the
whatever
machine
the name guy is.
You know, I am fine with those kids going out and advocating for gun control. That's great. That's what this country's about.
Yeah,
advocate
for
whatever. For
it, absolutely.
Fight for whatever you want. And here's the thing. I'm
passionate.
I'm happy to hear your passion, Dougie, Ciro. I mean, like, I think all of us live here.
Right.
And so all of us should be able to and have and definitely have something to say about this. We have a way that we feel about this. But I'll tell you one thing that I do not like, which is watching all the national politicians, even watching like someone like Rick Scott, watching all these people come from outside of our community and stand there and then like like pretend like they're human beings and like care, like they have to act like they care to use it for political purposes.
Doesn't it almost seem like, well, here's the thing, it's the appropriate thing to do. The problem is that in the eyes of us, the citizens, it's almost like we are past that point. Like, don't come here. Don't do your duty. Don't come in here and just smile and do your duty and say, here I am. I feel for everybody, you know, thoughts and prayers, No, what we need to do is, you know, and listen, I was happy to hear that, you know, President Trump said they want to meet on a bipartisan basis about, you know, new restrictions and background checks. And, you know, in the meantime, that's all good. You know, get to it. But we all know that the powers that be aren't going to move. So that's why I'm saying, you know, like, you know, the passion of everything that's happening because of this emotional, you know, incredibly devastating situation. It is. But the fact is, people are going to have guns in this country, and I'm going to keep my gun. I don't care if they ever try to take it from me. And, you know, it's a guy in a black suit, you know, it's not going to end well, probably for me, because you're never going to beat the government.
Another situation that sucks.
Sometimes you beat the government.
You got all these people screaming all day long is the government doesn't care about us. They don't care. The politicians don't care. They don't care. And then when something happens, who are they asking for help? Who are you asking to help you care?
That's a bit.
The people you don't think care?
Wait, Ciro, the government doesn't care about us. I thought that was you at a mic. Were you screaming that?
Yeah,
wasn't that your whole career?
Try to stay on point, buddy. But you're right. But listen, this is the whole strange thing about, this is why it's all crazy. This is what this whole ask, because what it's like a symbiotic relationship. Like, you cannot question it. Like, here's the problem. You think of, like, my struggles with the FBI. The FBI dropped the ball. Whatever field officer or whatever, somebody just brushed. We don't know why. That brings in conspiracy theory. That kind of stupidity.
Right.
That kind of idiot.
No, it's
like,
inexcusable.
Why the fuck would you? This guy, 35 fucking times the police can't. Listen, what FBI agent sitting there going, oh, this is the 35th time they came over. You know what? Let's give this guy a few more weeks. Maybe he'll work it out. You know what I mean? This is not.
I'm actually surprised a guy named Billy Diamond didn't shoot this kid in the stomach during the press conferences.
If I had, you know, listen, if you blame the gun, blame mental illness, blame all that. The fact of the matter is the system, there's more population, there's more craziness because of all this influence. We all have that. There's people being more like crazies getting young. Sexual stuff gets younger. Every generation, the explicity of whether you want to call it sin or whether you want to call it pleasure or like the killing somebody, you call them sin in a sense, you know what I mean? But these are the against morality, like in a sense, not really against morality, but immoral at times.
Degeneracy.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Thank you. Like all these different levels of things. Why? Because there's more people. Why? Because more people want stuff and there's not as much shit to go around. People are just dying to be recognized and all kinds of shit. So that just stirs up all kinds of nonsense and thought and personal questions like, why am I doing this? Do these people like me? You know what? This is what I got to do to make myself heard. These are the things that people are doing, and that's why fucking craziness is out there. That's why I carry a fucking gun. I have a handgun with me when I drive anywhere I go on the fucking street.
It's a proverbial Tower of Babel.
That's right.
Wow. It's getting theological in here.
Hey, let's break it up. The other thing that happened this week that was interesting, LeBron James and Kevin Durant on an Uber drive recording and saying some evil, you know, mean things about President Trump. And a Lindsay.
Meanwhile, Dwayne Wade is coming back.
Yeah, he came back, right? Laura Ingram from Fox News. Shut up and dribble. Now, I'm going to say this and let you guys talk. You know how I feel about stuff. First of all, I disagree with her comment. Like, because listen, I don't give it. I'm a grown person, right? And if LeBron James is going to share his opinion about the political system, I'm already going to take in the fact who he is, what he's known for. You know what I mean? All the things about the guy. I'm going to hear him, and I'm going to go, okay, I'm going to turn the channel, and I'm going to move on in my life, right? But to tell somebody to shut up and dribble is disrespectful, and to me it's like it's not a cool thing to do when you're in that position.
Well, she's fine to say whatever she wants, I guess, but I wouldn't say it, and it's an idiotic thing to say.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, she can judge him. I'm judging her for saying something like that.
Because she's basically saying, what does he know? The guy, you know, the people saying he didn't even finish high school, so what does this guy really know about reality? And what the world what it's like to struggle
more successful than her.
Well, it's not that's the point.
So how about
but
that?
You know, this guy was coddled till a young age. This guy went to private school on scholarships. His family didn't have money. He had illegal money coming in from sport, Nikes, and all these people funding him, paying his house. He was driving a Hummer. around when he was in high school, but he came from a little city in Ohio, right there, Akron. And, you know, but here's a guy that was, he was Foon Sped. Somebody give me another hit on the bong. He was spoon fed, you know, all his life. So I put this together. I know his history. But at the same time, hey, if I'm putting on a 5-on-5 basketball game, he's my number one pick.
Hey, I love LeBron, by the way. Also just look. She has not been rewarded by our society to the extent that he has, and she has sour grapes.
Yeah,
it's that simple. Maybe it's that simple.
Yeah, she didn't want to be Reagan. Yeah.
Guys, come on.
Yeah, well, that's pretty good. But you know, but it doesn't compare to LeBron James fame.
I really don't like the idea of people saying that.
Has anyone even seen her dunk a basketball? Yet?
Right.
We're not even talking
if
about
she, dude.
Facts.
If she could, dunk a basketball, then I still won't put her over LeBron. But yeah, I would be pretty fucking impressed. Just saying.
She could dunk, but she can't win.
Yeah, she can't rebound. She fuck it. Let's get it back to him. But you know what I'm saying?
What did LeBron say? I didn't even hear.
I don't know.
Yeah, what did he say?
I guess it's probably
was it worse than shut up and dribble?
Yes.
Well, then I don't know.
Yeah, but here's the thing. She's talking. Well, okay, whatever. He can say whatever he wants about the president. Every American has the God-given right to talk shit on their president.
Now, let me ask you a question. There is a level of, because you have that many followers and because you have that big of a platform, that there is more of a level of respect and ways you must. Like as a comic, let's say you have an issue with, let's say, a booker or, you know, a club or something, you know. You can't just go off and say, you know, there's certain things you would not want to do to maintain decorum or, you know, maintain. And if, you know, at the same time, let's say I'm such a hotshot headliner in a sense where I want to bury a fucking club. Then I have to respect that too. I have to say, look, I may ruin this guy's and this club's life, so I want to make sure what's wrong and what's bad is definitely justifiable. Yeah. So for him to make that decision and how his feelings are against the other half of the country, just like why I don't like to tell political jokes when I'm on stage. I don't want to lose half the audience. But here's a guy that's taking his influence and saying this in front of who watches this kid? Kids? Young kids are the ones listening to everything he says. And how many of those kids, you know what I'm saying? Just breed discontent. Breed another guy who's going to be more rebellious and grab a shotgun and shoot somebody. Now, I'm not trying to say that what LeBron said is going to cause some kid to shoot somebody, but it definitely may want him to hit a white guy with a bad hairstyle, old guy walking down the street in New York.
Bitching about the president is, that's good. We should all bitch about whatever president.
When did Chris Rock's new album come out on Netflix? Was it before this happened?
I don't know.
I think so.
Yeah.
Or was it last week?
Because there's one part in it where he goes, you know, I would like to see a more equal America. I like more white kids getting shot.
Right.
More white mothers on TV crying. 4 days before it actually happens, he's a prophet, guys. Or this really sucks, and that's an awful joke. And now he it was proven by real life.
That's why it is a 9/11 joke.
I got to watch the bit to know, but you know, he's being extreme there to make a point.
I still haven't watched Chappelle.
Oh, I'm not saying that I'm making a point. He is. He wants to see more white kids dead.
Well, I don't think that's the point he would be making. Is it?
I don't know.
Well,
he's saying is that we should try. He's talking about eliminating racial differences. He's like, hey, let's share the joy and share the pain. Isn't that what he's saying? I haven't seen the joke, so I can't really talk intelligently.
I don't know. But right, you're really ruining the whole funniness of
I'm
the
sorry. I'm sorry,
said,
sir.
So.
Yeah.
Get in context now.
Hey, you know, all I know is when I walk out my door, I'm walking into an atmosphere that I have some sort of control of. I have put myself there. I wasn't spoon fed, you know, my life. And we all walk out our door every morning with challenges that we have to face. How we handle those challenges and the way we deal with them and the actions that those around us choose creates a community. So if communities are in such a state, then I have to that's what I have to put up with in life, right? And that's the way it is. The fact that, you know, what I'm sick and tired of is everybody complaining and, oh, well, I had this, I had that. Fuck, you know, like I said, I lost all respect from all this shit when I heard my wife and mother's family a story from Cambodia. So when I hear how inner city kids and all this fucking nonsense, okay? And I know what those folks went through, you know, having Khmer Rouge soldiers grab your kids out of the fucking house because they're going to use them.
Right.
You know, real, like you mentioned, real fear of a government, real fear that your life means nothing.
Yeah.
In this country, if you feel your life means nothing, that's because you're reflecting on your own personal beliefs. And that's your fucking problem. It's not my problem to make you fucking feel better anymore. This is the problem in this country. Everybody, yeah. Hey, you know,
wake
fish,
up.
Let, you know, fish for compliments. Make me feel better. You know, what was me? You know, why doesn't anybody listen to me? You know, I'm a failure because of this.
Are you doing Dangerfield right now?
I almost. You're like, hey, what's the matter with this guy?
I can't take it no more.
No respect over here.
This guy called me racist. What does he know? Hey, he didn't even finish high school.
No, it's true. Look, if in this country, most people, almost everyone, has the opportunity to do almost anything.
Right.
Not really. But if you compare it to other countries, many other countries, not every other country, but many other countries, it's pretty fucking good. It's pretty good.
That's the thing.
And we're last in everything. We're last in education.
Yeah. Most
lies.
Exactly. It's interesting. You know, why is all the good jobs going to other people? Well, because they're more qualified. Otherwise, things start falling apart. You're absolutely right. And you know what? Hey, that's we do have it. Most people that complain about this country, I would try to tell you, are very ethnocentric. They've never left. It's like when a comic has been doing comedy here in South Florida, never went outside South Florida, right. Starts telling you how comedy is. You're like, shut the fuck up. Like, you never left. You never left the fucking zip code. You know. So let's. You know what I mean? Like, they're complaining, and people complain, and I'm sitting there going, "Oh yeah, this is the shit that's so horrible and's got you emotionally devastated." You know, this is the fucking problem. And you know what? Stuff like this now, thank God, maybe this is the way things are going to happen. Well, kids, listen. You know, how many of those kids? What's interesting is, you know, how many, you know, the bullying and all this kind of shit. You know, I was talking to my stepdaughter about this, and she went to the school. I was like, what's the mentality of that school? Like, that's an upper class school,
right?
You know, that Monarch's an upper class school. The
Parkland's a nice area.
It's an upper class, upper yeah. high, lower, upper middle. It's a good echelon of people. You know, have some money and some cash.
It's beautiful middle homes, class, but it's pretty nice.
Beautiful homes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Acre. We're not talking about like zero lot lines. We're talking about nice neighborhoods. People that have the Beamer and BMWs, you know, they're not, the kids went to, you know, whatever. These families, they got what they fuck, you know what I mean? But how is it? You know, people complain. Stop fucking complaining, man. You know, that's the point.
I have a hard time believing that bullying causes someone to do this. That no. bullying is the reason. You know what I mean? That's
I
not
know.
The answer.
No, this is.
As I was driving here, I was driving by Monarch.
Right.
And there were just signs everywhere going, we're celebrating our annual butterfly fest. I think bullying does do that to people. They're celebrating butterflies. These are weak fucking people.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you have a good right. point there, sir.
Yeah, you ain't gonna battle life when you're worrying
Jesus
about butterflies.
Fucking
you Christ. You think that might be I think that may be the case. This you know, this country became pussified.
Oh, it's a snowflake phenomenon.
No, well, there's yeah. just like everybody, that's the point. Everybody's complaining. Look,
maybe
and here's
it's just
here,
a raindrop.
And if you guys want to try this out, go around in your local community, find a store, Walmart, Target, whatever. You know what I mean? Just watch for people that are discontent. You know what I mean? It's so easy to find people that are discontent with the service or something's going on. And I watched this person. I'll give you a great example. We went to Cherry Blast, which is a great ice cream place right down the road here, right on Wilds Road. It's always busy. Great ice cream. Unbelievable place. We walk in there. This little kid, not a little kid, it's like 10-year-old girl. We're standing in line. It's busy. Comes in line, stands in front of me, literally between me and hugging on the people in front of him, like the family in front of me.
Right.
And I said, well, this girl came in with this other family. What the fuck is wrong with this kid? And then I'm like, I go, excuse me, are you in line? She goes, yes, I have to be in line. Now, right away, I sense that there's a little oddity to her persona. Like, I don't know if it's a little artistic, maybe. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Something looked a little off.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm not a doctor or anything, but for God's sakes, at least I. And then she stood there where she had her hands in her face like this. And she's like, okay, honey, are you with them? She goes, no, I have to be in line. I go, no, but you were with them. She goes, no. I'm like, well, you just cut me. You know,
right.
You just cut me in line, you know, and it's not like there's two people. I'll go ahead, kid, but there's like six people in her party. So I'm like, well, and she's, oh, you're in line. I go, yeah, what the fuck you think I'm like, you know, but then I started thinking, but then the guy in front of me turns around. And goes like, he looked at me like, why are you talking that way to a kid? I'm like, hey, dude.
Hey, it takes a village.
You know what I mean? What the fuck?
Yeah,
I got to do my part. You're going to let this kid cut? What's next?
Don't let the kid cut.
he cuts.
This is
we'll all cut. It'll be anarchy. Cutting.
And that kid cut, by the way, Coos. That's why they thought he was crazy. He cut
his arms. I usually don't stand by Dougie's conservative perspectives, but I like the not letting kids cut in line.
Fuck
one.
That. That was back good. In line. This is. I want. Look at me. I'm fatter than you. I want ice cream more than right, you. Trust
that's
me.
That's right.
All right. It's time. I guess.
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah. It's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of them. See, I said it right.
Yeah.
By the way, did you see Fergie and the...
That was a beautiful rendition.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my girlfriend was playing that last night on her phone, and I was like, can you just turn that off? Like,
everybody can kneel for this shit now. That was gross.
Yeah, they're going to need to take more than a knee.
Oh, my God. That was horrible. I mean,
you know, it's a very difficult piece, though.
I can sing the national anthem.
You could?
Yeah.
You knock that one out of the park?
I think I could. I can cover it. Oh, say, oh, no. Can
really?
You see?
That last.
Zero, it's his show. Light. What do we do? How do we stop him? How do we
All right, never mind. He's still got patriotic.
Oh, he's standing up. I'm going to take a knee here.
She, dude, listen, liberal. I don't get paid millions to sing, but I can at least get through the first fucking chorus. But, you know what I'm saying? She destroyed it.
I've seen over the years.
She
this
did
is
try
like a thing.
Something new, though. I gotta give
did
it to
she?
Her.
Did she
sing it a little differently?
She was trying something original.
She's been watching like American Idol. Like, I liked your attempt at that spin at the national anthem.
I liked the Black Eyed Peas before Fergie.
Yeah, there was before her
back in the day. Oh yeah, they weren't that famous.
Oh, okay.
But they had that. They had that song.
That's probably why I didn't know them.
Yeah, they had that song "Joints and Jam." It's good.
Huh. Sally Fields is trying to hook up her son with that guy, Adam Rippon, the skater.
God. Thank God.
Who's that? Wait, Sally Fields.
Adam Rippon. Sally Fields has a son who's gay.
Okay.
And Alan Rippon is a male figure skater.
He had the problem with pants.
Who's straight.
Yeah, No, he's gay. You ever seen
male
his
figure,
outfits?
He's a male figure skater and he's gay? I don't understand. You're going to have to go back.
I think the last thing he performed in was his Blue Flame.
Okay.
I'm flaming. very interesting fellow, well spoken. They were going to give him. He talks about witches and shit. You know, he actually mentioned like, oh, in my day, if I would have went back to my apartment and got a Xanax, and he's like, he's telling us he's a drug addict. Oof. So he got away with. I don't. Everybody. He said that it's on the Olympics. He goes, I would go and have a drink and get a Xanax. I'm like, dude, that's like what drug addicts do. But nevertheless, so he's
an artist.
Yeah, you know what I mean. You know, he's a figure. And but this guy Johnny Weir. Oh my God. Listen. You know, didn't they say the first openly gay figure skater? Listen, we all know they you know,
right.
The
there
first,
was a lot got, of closedly they, gay yeah. figure skaters before that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Listen, I think I'm going to be a figure skater. I think I'm going to be a figure skater. Any rate, but he, you know, he's pretty boisterous. He's you know, like that young kid in Parkland who keeps getting the interviews. The one who had an earpiece in. People asking, why is this kid got his earpiece in while he's doing an interview?
So he can talk to the CIA, right?
Yeah. Say this. Say that.
I
don't forget to mention this.
On that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't see that interview.
So, he's got an earpiece in while he's doing an interview.
Is it a black kid?
No.
They all have earpieces.
The one with the girl with the crew cut that gave a passionate speech about, we don't need all that. Just, you know, whatever. I want to star as Ripley in the next Aliens.
I kind of like her. I like her.
She had a crew cut girl.
She's
going to
make it.
Yeah, she ain't going to let nothing get her.
Yeah.
She ain't going to be no victim.
That's right.
Absolutely. That's the thing you got to look forward to, you know, seeing that. Listen, and you know, like now kids, trust me, say something. If you got some fucking loon in your school like this guy, you know, tell the authorities. And if they don't do anything, come tell Ciro, me, and Ethan. We'll take care of it here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
Yeah,
You know what I mean. Ethan will go to the guy's house first and go, "Look, buddy,
I'll talk to him."
Yeah, he'll console him.
We'll exchange words.
Yeah, you know he'll go in there with the soft approach, and Cyril will go in
through the window
at like 4 a.m. I want to talk to you, kid.
So I heard you got a problem.
Yeah, you're scaring the girls, dude. You know, and then I'm gonna come in. And
or at least the bullets from your AR-15.
No, I come in with my very sharp knife.
Okay,
and a little liquid that looks like it could be acid. Speaking of this, fight over man's flatulence forces flight to make an emergency landing. That's some stinky ass fucking shit. You know, like I tell this 1,000 times. We had a from New Orleans. We had an emergency landing in Pensacola because some guy shit himself on the plane in first class, sitting right next to me.
Wow.
When they say turbulence, I didn't think.
Turbulence.
Turd.
Okay, that's not. No. Pilot, can you cut that out?
A pilot made an emergency landing after a fight broke out over a passenger who allegedly refused to stop shitting himself.
You refused. Mm-hmm. No, I refuse. I'm going to keep going.
Could you imagine sitting next to somebody? Right, could you imagine sitting next to somebody who's just stinking the fucking place up? You're like, dude, what the fuck? You know?
I imagine he stares you down and he's just like, no.
I broke up with a girl for that.
Really?
Yeah, I stopped seeing a girl for that. It was the deal breaker. Everybody's fucking looking at me on the plane.
Could you?
And she's like giggling. I'm like, yeah, it's real fucking funny, you think, huh? And it was the worst. It was like sulfur. It was like rotten egg fart. It was horrible.
Wow, that's
And then
so hot.
When her family came to pick us up at the airport, I'm sitting in the back seat. I'm not even being quiet about it. I'm like, she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, did it all day on the fucking plane. You think I give a shit I'm going to fart in front of your parents?
Could you maintain eye contact while you're shitting yourself?
Right. Two Dutchmen sitting next to the flagellant passenger reportedly asked the man to stop, but he refused and continued to break wind aboard the Transavia Airlines flight from Dubai to Amsterdam.
Of course.
I still can't get over the part where he refuses. He's like, no, I'm going to keep doing this.
Well, I don't know if he actually said that or he just kept farting.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like if somebody says he refused, if you keep farting, you're refusing. It's not like you actually say.
But you'd be like, no, sure, I'll stop farting.
So you think every time the Dutchman went, is that you farting again? hey, you farting?
He's like, yeah.
They're just doing the clear the throat thing.
Sorry, I can't help it. You know, you think the guy was like, sorry, man, what do you want me to do?
What, you don't like it? I like the idea that he was doing it intentionally.
My shit doesn't stink. The budget airline crew allegedly did not help the passenger after their complaints. Metro reports leading to the fight between the men despite a warning from the pilot. The altercation continued and forced the airplane to be diverted to Vienna, where you can get some good sausages.
It went through the door and everything? That's some smelly ass shit.
Yeah, don't give that guy any Vienna sausages. give this guy, gets off the plane, goes and eats some sausage. I'm back on the plane. When this guy tried to get back on the plane in Pensacola, when this guy got off.
Right.
The airline whatever said, hey, the gentleman who's on the plane, they showered him up, you know, because he got showered when he went in there and he cleaned up and all this stuff. And he goes, he wants to know if he can come back on the plane. And everybody unanimously on the plane said, no.
Wow.
He fucking shit drawers off the plane. The guy sat next to me. I went home and took an alcohol bath.
Mr. Leakey's got to stay here.
Police boarded the plane once it landed and removed two men that the pilot reported as passengers on a rampage. The women, who are sisters that were removed from the flight, are now taking the airline to court. Wow. Hmm. Interesting.
For damages.
Yeah. Like to my underwear.
To my nostrils.
You think you got damages? Look at that seat they were sitting in.
Right.
Here's a story. You ever, like, when you're in New York and you're walking through the city, like last time I was there, there's a lot of these, you know, a lot of work going on. So you're going over these covers and stuff.
Yeah, that's like always.
Yeah, and I never seem
to finish it.
Yeah, but I'm glad that that's the way it is. I get nervous when there's nothing covered, and I'm like, man, walking in New York City, hit by a fallen piece of fire escape, dies.
Ooh. Of all the ways to die in the Big Apple, you know.
Hey, how did John die? Well, it's a weird story. A man hit by a piece of fire escape that had fallen from New York City building has died. Police say 58-year-old Richard Merchart died Saturday from a skull fracture he sustained when he was hit by debris on Friday.
Good God.
Hmm.
I told him to stay away from that girl, Deborah. Oh, debris. Debris.
My name's Deborah, bitch. Police say the Garden City man was walking under walking on Broadway in Manhattan's Soho neighborhood, probably looking for a piece of ass, when a piece of building metal fire escape hit him. The 24-year-old woman, who also was hit by the debris, was hospitalized in stable condition.
Imagine if it was catcalling, and all of a sudden, like, God was like, this is just gross.
Wow, I fell from seven stories, like a ladder.
Seven stories?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's a lot or a little, actually. I think for some reason I was imagining it being way higher up.
Well, if it's a ladder, you know, it's like, remember that? Remember when that folk story when you, like, if they said if you can, if somebody dropped a penny off the Empire State Building and hit you in the head, it'd go three and kill you?
Right. I don't think that's true.
I don't think it is either.
No. But if a fire escape falls off a seventh story, it will kill you.
If a bowling ball fell from a third story,
that
would probably kill you.
Right.
Right? A bowling ball, the velocity of over three stories.
It's a lot of mass to that bowling
ball. Yeah, I think so. I'm not a physicist.
If a golf ball is thrown off the Empire State.
A golf ball would have less.
I thought we were just coming up with balls.
Well, that would be like a pinball. That's like a Benoit ball.
What about one of those super balls?
A Benoit ball shot out of a...
What about a meatball? No, that would just squish.
A meatball.
Meatball, right? You'd be like, hey, what the fuck?
Lands on your dollar pizza there.
Yeah. Hey, I didn't order meat sauce.
Yesterday's meatball or fresh?
Got a little hair in it, but I'll eat it. Where are we at, by the way?
Hey, live for today, folks. You know, you never know when
something
can come out of the sky and end your life.
This was amazing. You know, I'm like... It's funny, my buddy my buddy Lenny Travis, around the time of the Summer Olympics, used to joke around about, dude, sometimes when I watch the young girls in gymnastics, I can't, I feel bad, you know, I feel guilty. but it's funny, when you're at the gymnastics, you're watching as a guy, you can't help but look at some of those positions.
Is there something wrong?
How old are they? I know, that's the problem. You're like, they're 18, I think. You know,
they're 18,
you know,
right?
No, well,
not always.
But did you see this thing?
You guys are pulling a Nasser.
That guy,
that's right.
That guy went to jail
Nasser.
Forever.
He should.
The only way that guy will ever get out of jail is if Armageddon occurs,
right?
And then Christ comes back, and then you know we all go back, and there's a flood, and then we get reborn again, and somehow he's still around, and then he gets out at the next Armageddon,
right?
He might get out about three or four more of those scenarios.
No.
This was in the Olympics. This was awesome. Skater's breast pops out in the middle of an Olympic routine.
All right. Now, how old was the breast so we can all enjoy it?
Well, here's a quick photo.
Oh, okay. She looks of age.
I mean, she's got a blurry on the titty.
Oh.
You know, but she looks like she's got like a little champagne. Nice, you know, look at that.
10.
You know?
Right. That's a 10.
The judges scored her 7.8, but the pervert from,
10.
Italy says, she's a 10. I want to see more titty. Ganjung, South Korea, the first notes of Ed Sheeran's Shape of You.
She's the first one to pull off the one move, the complete titty.
Had just played with Gabriella Padakis, suddenly became aware of the people. We're about to see a whole lot more of her shape than she had planned. French ice dancer's glittering emerald costume in the Olympics had come unhooked at the neckline, and there's probably millions of people watching going, oh, my God, I can't believe it actually happened.
A little wardrobe malfunction there.
Yeah. I mean, how many guys are watching it going, oh, if her thing would just fall off. But what? I can't believe I thought it.
Right.
There's guys that think they're psychic.
They're praying to God. Right. Now they believe.
Please fall off. Her left her breast exposed on live television. When the class became unhooked, the 22-year-old Papadakis was more worried about holding up her outfit than making sure the twizzles and the rumba were in sync. That's think about that. Like, imagine you're like Olympic skater and your zipper came out and your dong's hanging out and you're sitting there spinning with your weenie hanging out.
You know, bad form, I say. She should have just gone on.
She should have.
You don't pay attention to your titty hanging out. You pay attention to the routine.
Real Olympic athletes would have fought right through that, right?
That's right.
You're
right?
In an ice skating rink.
She's
and
no
your
Olympian.
Dong is hanging out.
Well,
you're huge.
That's true.
It is cold.
It's not shrinking. Yeah.
Freezing.
I'd be happy. Like nobody noticed. Oddly enough, her fucking skating partner Dougie. His zipper came undone, but nobody noticed. Seemed a little cold out there. Well, some guys got to check that out. Not a bad thing. But, oh, my gosh.
You're encouraging our listeners our pervert listeners to Google that?
Well, it's on live television, so you wonder what, I didn't get to see that. I was too busy watching the fucking... the country, the cross country skiers.
Oh, the biathlon?
No, but the cross country skiers. Oh. This is the fucking, I don't know anybody who would decide, oh, I'm going to be a cross country skier, unless you're actually, that's how you go to work every day, right. Day as a cross country skier.
I haven't seen that. Is it interesting to watch?
Picture you got these really thin fucking skis on.
Right.
And they look like broomsticks. Okay. Right. And then, you know, they don't slide a lot, but you use them more like a skate.
Right.
And you got to go uphill. You've ever skied uphill?
No, I've never skied ever, and I never will.
Well, let me tell you something, dude. You ever, like, run up an escalator when it's going the other way?
Right.
You ever do that as a kid? Like,
sure.
Try to dude, think about that 10 times the other way, and much more grueling because you're up in, you know, fucking the atmosphere where
you
can't breathe.
How do you not slide back down?
That's the problem. You think, and you got skis. It's not like, you know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I mean? So these guys do this as a sport. You know, these guys, and they're going there, and then they get to slide once in a while, okay, and then they barely, you know, they're trying to keep their balance on these little fucking twig skis, and then they got to go back up again, you know, and they got to ski, and then they're on flat land, kind of uphill, and they got to use the poles,
right?
Now they got the poles. Now they're like using their arms, and now their legs, and it's just it's agonizing, and I'm
is
like,
it? How fast do they go?
When they're like uphill?
Yeah, uphill. How
like
fast?
2 miles an hour?
And how about when they're going like flat?
Probably, I don't know, 3 or 4.
Really?
5? I don't know.
That's on TV right now.
Yeah.
Oh, man,
And then they go down. They're all like, you know.
It's fast, obviously.
Not really, because they're not like on real downhill, because otherwise they crash in those skis. They're kind of like doing like a green, like a bunny slope.
Wow.
You're on a bunny slope, just kind of sliding around.
I never thought about the fact that was actually like,
dude,
something you could watch.
There is no way the only way I would ever enter that sport is if it was the downhill cross country.
Right. I'll just
you
do
know what I mean?
Yeah.
I have no problem with
you
that.
Just do walk all down the stairs.
Yeah.
Take
I'll
the escalator
ski down.
Down.
Cross country downhill.
Right.
You could look like such a beast going downhill.
Yeah, man. I don't even think I have to train that much.
Uphill.
Just build up some momentum, Dougie.
Absolutely. and you know, our last story of the day, we'll end it on a Florida man story.
All right.
Florida man Googled how to rob a bank just before he robbed it, and then he got busted.
That's good. You want to find out from Google.
Before robbing a bank Thursday morning, a Florida man prepped for the heist by searching Google for instructions on how to rob a bank.
Get out of my life.
Cops charged that William Johnson, 26, made off with about $2,000 from an Achieva credit union in Largo.
Should have probably got more.
That's usually the top drawer.
$2,000.
From the Achieva credit union, Johnson handed a teller an envelope with the words, "Give me money, no bait. I have a gun," written on it. Within minutes of the crime, a subject matching the description of the robber entered a nearby public supermarket and purchased several lottery tickets.
That's so he was going for the, you know.
Make it rich quick.
Yeah. You know,
go rob
let
a bank.
Let it ride.
Go rob a
know,
bank.
Just
way to launder the money.
This guy took advice from his older brother. Hey, man, here's what you got to do.
It's a trifecta, right?
He's like, fuck paying that guy 30 cents on the dollar. You go to Publix and you buy all the lottery.
$2,000 in scratch-offs. Make sure you got a good quarter.
That's an interesting idea. I'm going to really make those. I wonder if he woke up and he was like, I wish I had money for lottery tickets. That was his first thought.
He also bought food and beverage. By late afternoon, cops had received multiple phone calls identifying Johnson as the bank robber. The sources had seen bank surveillance photos that police had posted on Facebook. Johnson was subsequently arrested at the Express Inn Suites in Pinellas Park. See? You stayed at the Express Inn Suites. You should have stayed at the fucking Fairway Inn.
Now, what did Google tell him? That's what I'd like to know.
The Super 8.
What site did he click on?
Hold on. I'm actually looking at the transmission of what was sent. Google sent back, hold on a second. We're calling the FBI.
Right.
Okay. First thing you do, go up to the teller and write her a note.
Apparently, that is how you rob a bank, right? You write a note.
There's different types of bank robbery. I've been through several, working in a bank for years.
Yeah, so you used to do security, right?
No. When financial planning and stuff. I worked in banks from like 92 to all the way through 2006, 7.
Okay.
I've worked in the bank more or less. So you've seen you see those type that you don't even know happen. They give a teller a note.
Right.
Tellers that they're not supposed to make a scene. Just take your whatever they want, and they walk out the door. You know, sometimes you notice, hey, that guy's walking out with a bat, and then they walk out. Then there's takeover ones where they come in, everybody, you know, fucking get on the floor.
Right, that's the one you see on the movies.
Yeah, they pull out guns
negotiator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But for the most part, they're
right.
For
heat.
Yeah, I've never been through a takeover. They've all been the quick ones.
Okay.
You know? But yeah, that's how they usually happen. And we're not supposed to, like, we're not, we couldn't stop them when we're in the bank. Like, I couldn't like walk up the guy and hit him on the head with an ashtray, you know, and hey, I saved the bank. I'd get fired.
Right. So, you know. So when they leave, they just leave with the money, and then like they just figure we'll catch up with them later.
$2,000. You know, the money's probably got numbers on them already. There, you know, $2,000. You know, they worry about, you know, when they get to the vault, they take $300,000, half a mil.
Right.
A lot of banks don't even carry that much money anymore now, since it's all. That was one of the things that led to the financial crisis in 06, 07, these reserve limits. And with the thinness of transition money.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't the politicians in the fucking, you know, Wall Street. It kind of was Wall Street.
Any
rate, that's all we have time for in the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I want to thank Ciro Dover for joining us today.
Hey, man, that was fun.
Of course, Ethan Moore.
Thank you, Dougie.
Don't forget, you can catch these episodes on Bubba Army Radio on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, 4 to 6. Go to Wake Up Late with Dougie Show at Podbean, and we have all our archive shows. We'll match it after. And follow us on Twitter, Wake Up Dougie, and join our fan page if you haven't already at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show on Facebook. We're probably going to start broadcasting from there instead of my page. So if you guys can come, and if you're watching it, please go to it and check it out. And me, Dougie Dangerous, Instagram and Twitter. Go to DougieAlmeida.com. We've got a bunch of shit coming up. Ciro?
At Ciro.com, Comedy Detour. Check it out.
Ethan?
Got a show tomorrow night at 33rd Street Wine Bar, 9 p.m. Casey Peruski is our headliner.
Yeah,
Casey. Big show Tuesday night, 33rd Street Wine Bar. Check it out.
There you go, guys. Thanks again. And Wise Guys is coming back. We've got shows with Steve Marshall coming up, Uncle Lair from Chicago. And also, going to be, you guys are still listening. You're probably not. This is the fun part. Going to be booking a nice room in Isla Mirada once a month.
So
great shows people are putting together with that. So thanks again, guys, for listening, and we'll be back tomorrow. Peter London, Melvin, David, myself. See you then, right here at the Sound Spot.
Thanks for hanging out.
People on Earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. Thick beam of light hit the ground. Everyone felt the sound of their heartbeat. Every man, every woman, every child. They passed the limits of imagination through the door to the world of another.